Watchman Nee once said, "If I place a piece of paper in a book and burn the book, where's the piece of paper?" Well, obviously, it's been burned. And Nee's point was, in like manner, believers have been placed in Christ, so that whatever has happened to Christ has also happened to them. When Jesus died and rose again, so did we spiritually. And never again will God see a believer as anything other than a new creation in Christ Jesus. We are forever united and joined to Christ, and His history is our history. And the question becomes, are you in Christ? Are you at the table? Just like Boaz told Ruth to come here and eat, so too does God say to you this today. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1. "Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And he who has no money, come and buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price." Just as Boaz told Ruth to rest at his table, so too does Jesus say, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So the call for you today, if you're not a believer, a follower of Christ, if you're outside of Christ, the call and command of God is to come to Christ in faith. You are in need of a Redeemer. You are in desperate need of being accepted by God. But you'll never achieve this status on your own. You need the status that only Christ can give to you. So repent and come to Him today. And believers, we have so much status in Christ, it's baffling. We go from being hopeless to heirs of eternal life. We go from being led astray to possessing the guide and counselor of the Holy Spirit. From hating one another to being loved by God and loving others. From being dead to regenerated. We go from being outcast to being accepted, from slaves to sin to being free to enjoy an everlasting, ever-deepening brotherhood with Christ. We go from passing our days of being envious to being content and being satisfied. We go from being hungry to filled, from thirsty to overflowing. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come." As you pray today, please remember Jairo Bonilla and his family, our missionaries in Costa Rica. And also remember the Yoruba Life Word broadcast heard throughout Nigeria.